Hey you, I'm your nutrition coach. My name is Jackie Poole. Welcome to Happiness is a Healthier Habit. Let's get today's episode started. I am back. I took a nice long break. So we live in Austin and we spent the whole week at my father-in-law's and we got some time on the beach in Galveston. So it's so funny because we are driving through Houston and I'm like taking pictures of the city like I'm visiting the city. And it was super nice to just unwind. I actually got a free trial at a gym over there where we stayed for 7 days. So I was going to the gym pretty much every day, but not necessarily for what you think. I decided that I wasn't going to focus on working out that week, that I was just going to de-stress, really take a break from all of that. And I was just going to enjoy the sauna. So in the mornings, my alarm would go off like around 4:30, normally the time that I usually wake up. With the time change though, it made it a little bit more difficult, but I still got up. And I just walked. I walked for 40 minutes on the treadmill. I put it on inclined. And after that, I maybe did like a set of squats here and there, maybe some rows on a different day. But my focus was to keep my walking and to enjoy the sauna. And oh my God, to just sweat it out. It feels so good. I felt so refreshed. I felt so energized. My sleep that week, I was sleeping in a twin bed and I've just been dealing with sleep issues and stress and stuff. And so I slept so good for like 4 days, like the days that I was going to the sauna, you know, I was taking my supplements in the morning and it just for like 4 days, I had awesome sleep. Like the time change also helped, I think, because I was more tired. I don't know, but my sleep was on point that week. I wasn't worried about anything, you know, bills were paid, all of that stuff. So spring break was so good, so refreshing. So it's nice to come back and put on some work. You know, I started my workout routine this week. And so I'm just so excited to tell you how great I feel because I don't know, it just takes some tweaks here and there. And with the tools of life, you know, sometimes we can spend thinking and overthinking on situations. And oh, also, one thing that I got done while in spring break was I finished my book. I would literally put my book on the treadmill and I was reading the entire 40 minutes. So I got ahead on my book. I finished it. Oh my God, which was so good. The name of the book that we were reading for the book club that I joined was First Light Wins. And it was so good. It was just like, I love, you know, fiction. It gets my mind all of the things that I have to do or the things that I want to learn. Sometimes I'm so focused, I don't know about you, but on learning and joining this and joining that and reading for my knowledge, for my, you know, coaching program, for you, you know. And so to unwind and read something that just really digs me into the story, and it was just so enjoyable. And we're actually meeting up this week, so I'm excited to do that. And so, today's topic, enough about me. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here. We are going to be talking about how to be happy. Evaluating, right? It's the last week of the month. I mentioned earlier this year, we're going to do some checkings. How are we feeling? What are we doing for ourselves? What's working? What's not working? And so, sometimes we get caught up on everyone else's stuff, like, and we compare, right? We compare results, we compare lifestyles, we compare our families, what they're doing, what we can't do, and it puts us in a mood. And so today's evaluation is, how to be happy with ourselves, what we have, what life is throwing at us. And so I wanted to start with a new study from the University of Bristol in the UK, discuss some outcomes from their Science of Happiness program that has been going on since 2018. And it's supposed to help, you know, students achieve a sense of well-being and things like that, right? So I found this very interesting because the study finds that personal happiness can be achieved through very evidence-informed habits. And that's something that I've learned as a coach. You know, there's evidence that shows that exercise and walking and movement is so much more effective than taking a pill for depression. Now, I'm not saying that medicine doesn't have its place, but when we establish these habits, these, you know, good things that we're doing for our body's going to reciprocate and we'll be able to handle or more equipped to handle things when life is throwing things at our way. And so having good habits, it's going to affect how we feel about ourselves, how our happiness comes out, and in the long run makes us more attracted to ourselves, right? So the effect can be long lasting as well as it continues. If you continue to have these practices, it will definitely make such a huge difference on how you go about your day, how you treat others, how others see you. So here we go. How to be happy. Dr. Bruce Hood was the senior author of the study, The Science of Happiness. And seven things that came out of this study, you know, were things that could be done at home and are usually hacks that people overlook on their daily day routine. And things that should be on a daily, you know, day. For example, some of the things that he mentioned in this study or the seven lessons that he talked about was number one was performing acts of kindness. And that is something that we, you know, teach our kids, you know, be kind. I always tell my kids, open the door for somebody, you know, don't laugh at somebody if somebody falls, say good morning to the bus driver, you know, thank you, you know, please and thank yous. Acts of kindness make a huge difference. Whether, you know, you're expressing how awesome somebody looks, how great, you know, it is to see them, or just a thank you for all their, you know, all their work, you know, on social media. There's just so many things performing acts of kindness can make not only you feel better, but the person that's receiving it. Number two is increasing social connections, including, you know, conversations with different people, new people, meeting new people. I know that's been something for me to, you know, join groups and get out, you know, meet new people. And even though nothing's really stuck and, you know, I've met like so many people that really inspire me to do better, be better, and work harder, right? And so through meeting these people, like I mentioned earlier, through my book club, you know, I'll be joining that first time this month, you know, I'm in this group where they have all of these events and I can't make it to most of them, but my goal is to make it at least one time, one event per month, just to get out, socialize, especially as a mom, when we're always secluded in a house, you know, in the house all the time. It's just you and the child, you and the kid, you know, especially on during the winter when we're not out as much, we're more secluded. That affects our mood and how we feel about going on about our business, and definitely affects how quote unquote happy we feel, right? And so increasing our social circle, you know, as difficult as it may be, you may think it may be, sometimes it's just putting yourself out there and deciding that, you know what, I'm going to do this. And so the more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to feel in making those decisions. And sometimes you just got to say, F it. It doesn't matter what they think. If it doesn't go well, you know, the willingness of you trying will make more of an effect on you, on how you feel about your day and how you go about doing things. So number one was performing acts of kindness. Number two is, you know, increasing social connections. Number three is savoring one's experiences. So that's, like I've always mentioned, being more mindful, being more present. You know, I posted this week, you know, I kind of was on my phone most of the time last week. And so we literally drove back from Houston to Austin, packed up all our stuff. So we drove from Galveston to Houston to drop off father-in-law and niece and nephew. And then we drove back home. And then we're like, okay, we gotta go grocery shopping for the week. We came back home Sunday and to unpack and all of that stuff. And, you know, I had a conversation with my husband, like, you know what? I really enjoyed being home with you, being, you know, with the kids and enjoying that motel. It was just a really nice experience. And sometimes we're so focused on taking the pictures and this and that, but actually conversating with my husband on the drive back and just saying, you know, my favorite part of the trip was this and I really enjoyed that. You know, just kind of reminiscing on the good parts of the time that we spent together made the trip so much more better on the drive back, just thinking about it. And, you know, can't wait to do the next one, basically. Number four is deliberately drawing our attention to positive events as aspects of one's day. So, you know, sometimes we can have bad days, and that's normal. That happens all the time. But, you know, bad things happen all the time, but good things happen too. And sometimes, for example, like in social media, which a lot of people are on these days, I'm on there, you know, if people start commenting things, you know, a lot of people, most people, genuine people, nice people, happy people would cheer you on, would compliment you, you know, do a great job, this and that, all the good things, that positive feedback. And then there's just that one troll that decides to comment something bad, right? And that's the comment that you're stuck with. And so don't mind them, ignore them. They don't even know you. Don't let that one bad thing get to you, right? So it's very important to focus on what's good in your life, what's, you know, happening that's making you progress, move forward, grow. So focus on the good. And number five is practicing feeling grateful and enduring to thank people. They have never sufficiently thanked as much as they would like to. Number six is being physically active, which I mentioned earlier. The more active we are, the more sun we get, the more endorphins our body has, the more all of that you feel, your body is less likely to experience depression and more likely to feel good, to feel energized, to feel happy. Like I mentioned earlier, there is studies that show that exercise is such a more effective medicine than medicine itself for depression. And so I will try to find where I read that once, and I will link that in the show notes below. But it's very important that we try everything before medicine, in my opinion, right? There are certain situations that Western medicine is definitely an intervene or a severe case. But when we start boosting these good habits, these good things that are for our body that we're meant to be doing, they make a world of a difference. And lastly is exploring mindfulness and meditation techniques, which this I've actually been implementing for a while now. I've been doing some breathing exercises and core exercises right after my walk, my walks in the mornings, and I can tell I'm a little bit more calm. I am not hollering at my kids in the morning to go, go, go. I am more mindful of how they are. And what I've been doing is, you know, maybe waking them up a little earlier, preparing my things in the morning for them so I can be more efficient in the kitchen, right? And these are things that I teach them and teach myself, right? Be prepared, be ready for when things are not going to be going your way. And these are all simple things that can be done just to be happy. So the purpose of these episodes are to evaluate, to stop and think what's working, what's not working. But today we're going to shift our focus to happiness. And so when we think of the things that are happening to us, when, for example, if you lose your job, if you lose your home, if you lose your car, because I've been there, you think, all of these things are happening to me. It's not fair. What are people going to say? It's all in our head, and it becomes quickly a storm that we're ruminating in our brain, in our head, in our thoughts, in our problems. And in that certain situation, it becomes all about us, right? All about us and me and not putting things in perspective. I always have that friend, which is my mom, that, you know, always really puts things in perspective. Like, things could be so much worse. And so that's like, lately, that is, you know, things could be worse. Things could be worse. And let people talk. Let people talk, because sometimes that shame and that guilt that you have keeps us from having that happiness with what we have, you know, that gratitude. And so when we think about, what are others going to say? What, you know, are they going to think of me? Who cares? And I know that's kind of easier said than done, because you're sometimes put in spots where it's kind of hard to ignore or, you know, deal with it. But either don't put yourself in those spots and don't let them get to you. You know, you have to alter that shift. And instead of focusing on all of the bad things that are happening, you got to be grateful and thankful, because I have to remind myself of this all the time, of what I have. You know, I have healthy children, I have a home, I have a roof over my head, I still have food on the table. All those small things that we kind of diminish through life, like, oh, you know, that's normal, we normalize, you know, I kind of make sense, you know, even as family aspects, you know, I'm so happy and so grateful that I have a husband that understands me, that's patient with me, because there are people that don't, there are wives that don't. So shifting that focus of why me and being grateful will allow you to stop being in your head with all these negative thoughts and allow you to be more open to embracing what's going on and being happy where you at, because all you can do is move forward. And so happiness is a process, right? It's not something that we, you know, today I'm going to be happy. It's not as easy as, you know, that. But all you do is you work towards it. You develop those good habits. And so transitioning from why me and overthinking about all the negative things is, you're going to have all of these feelings. You're going to be wanting things. You're going to want to experience certain pleasures. You're going to want to avoid certain people. You're going to be, you know, departing, you know, seasons in your life. You know, you're going to want to be satisfied in certain situations. And all of these things that are happening and the process to have that happiness you want, it's really just deciding. It's a decision. Happiness is a decision. And I totally believe it. Because there's a point in life where you can say, it's not fair. Why me? And I say this because I've been there. I'm like, why can't I, you know, have more friends? Why can't I be thinner? Why can't, you know, have a better marriage, for example, like all of these things. But I'm thinking about all of the negative when I'm asking for all of these things, instead of, I'm so grateful that I have people I can go to. I'm so thankful that my husband is always here for me. You know, things like that, those perspective like that, it makes a huge difference. So in today's evaluation, you know, episode, you know, I encourage you, I invite you to work on feeling the happiness, because we get stuck in this poor me mindset instead of, I'm so happy with what I have and so grateful that I have it. It's all about perspective and deciding that you're going to choose to be happy. Hey, thank you so much for listening and joining today. I hope you got a lot of value out of this, and I'm so excited to announce a special sale for my nutrition weight loss coaching services. As a female and mother of three boys who love a simple life and being active, I understand the challenges that women face when trying to achieve their weight loss goals. With focus on spiritual, mental, and physical nutrition, I am dedicated to helping my clients achieve real and lasting results. Take advantage of this opportunity to invest in your health and well-being with a personalized coaching program designed to help you keep the weight off for a lifetime. Take advantage of this, and I can't wait to chat with you next time. Remember, happier you is a healthier you. Bye.